चैतन्य। हरे कृष्णा, आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज टू आवर भक्ति संगा जप्पा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल ऑफ आवर टीचिंग्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य। एंड टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव विद अस हिज ग्रेस गौरांग दर्शन प्रभु टू एनलाइटन ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ टीचिंग्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य। हरे कृष्णा गौरांग दर्शन प्रभु, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड गुरु महाराज। Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining the call and giving your very precious time and association this morning and enlightening on the topic. I now hand over the call to you. Please take over. Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So today we will discuss the seventh chapter, right?
Yes, Prabhu.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद। जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय हरे कृष्ण। So the teachings of Lord Kapila, the seventh chapter of this book presents the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives his teachings to Rupa Goswami at Prayaga, and he also gives teachings to Sanatana Goswami at Varanasi. So the teachings of Rupa Goswami, means the teachings to Rupa Goswami, are briefly described in the 19th chapter of Madhya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami cover several chapters of Madhya Leela, chapter number 20 to 24, five chapters, very elaborate chapters. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatana Goswami in essentially Sambandha Abhidaya Prayojan. The 20th and 21st chapters of Madhya Leela, they present the Sambandha Gnan, what is the relationship between the living being and the Supreme Lord Krishna. And the next chapter, 20-21 is Sambandha Gnan, 22nd chapter is Abhideya, and 23rd chapter is Prayojan. Prayojan is love of Godhead, Abhideya is the process of reconnecting with the Lord. So now this particular chapter, 7th chapter of teachings of Lord Kapila, is based on the 20th, based on the 20th chapter. And as a part of this Sambandha Gnan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the whole science of incarnations and the types of incarnations. So the Supreme Lord has several types of incarnations, avatars. And incarnation is that which descends from the spiritual world to the material world. But even in the spiritual world, the Lord has so many forms. So the Lord has unlimited forms, and the Supreme Lord Krishna is the source of all these incarnations. He is the supreme source, as we also studied in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ete cham sakala pumsaha Krishna stu Bhagavan swayam Indrarivyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. So Krishna stu Bhagavan swayam Sutta Goswami describes several incarnations of Krishna, about 22 incarnations of Krishna in the first canto. And at the end he says that that the source of all these incarnations is Krishna. So Krishna in his original form in the spiritual world is called Swayam Rupa, that is his own form. And he expands himself, and that expansion is called Prakasha, Swayam Prakasha. So Swayam Rupa and Swayam Prakasha. And that Swayam Rupa form of Krishna is Vrijendranandan Krishna only. So Krishna, the supreme manifestation of the absolute truth, is in a two-handed form as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, who appears as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Vrijendranandan Krishna is different in his mood compared to Vasudeva Krishna. So Vasudeva is a warrior. Definitely he also has beauty, opulence, sweetness and intelligence. But Vrijendranandan Krishna's attributes are more pleasant compared to even Vasudeva Krishna. So Krishna killed so many demons in Vrindavan. He did not use a single weapon. Krishna did not use his Komodaki Gada. Krishna did not use his Sanya Dhanva. Krishna did not use his Sudarshan Chakra in Vrindavan to kill demons. But demon killing is happening. So Krishna did not compromise on his sweetness while manifesting his greatness. He did not compromise on his mood as an infant baby or a small child or a little older boy while killing so many demons in Vrindavan. So that is manifest leelas. But in the spiritual realm, he is eternally a young boy, Swayam Rupa, 14, 15 year old boy like that. So now that Swayam Rupa form of Krishna like expands himself. So enjoyment cannot be there when a person is alone. A person has to be surrounded with so many people. There is more enjoyment. So Swayam Rupa is the original form of Lord Krishna as a Gopa in Vrindavan, and he expands himself Swayam Prakasha. And from here, all the personal manifestations of Krishna will begin. So that Swayam Prakasha has two categories. One is Prabhava Prakasha, second is Vaibhava Prakasha. What's the difference between these two? Prabhava Prakasha means numerous forms of Krishna are manifested simultaneously. So, means, for example, Krishna in the Rasa Leela with the gopis of Vrindavan, Krishna plays flute and he attracts the hearts of all the gopis, and the gopis leave everything. They leave their husbands and fathers and brothers and sons and family members and social customs, everything they leave and they come to Krishna. Pati sutanvaya bhratru bandhavat ati vilayate nyachyuta gaha gati virastavo gita mohita kitavayoshita kastya jenishi. So Patti Suta Bharatru Bandhava. So they left everything behind and came to Krishna. So then Krishna expanded himself into so many forms, thousands of forms, and danced with each and every gopi. Okay, they are called Prabhava Prakasha forms. And even in Dwaraka also, Krishna had 16,108 queens. And Krishna expanded himself into 16,108 forms, and he had spent time with all these queens in different palaces, 16,108 palaces simultaneously. So all the 16,108 Krishnas in Dwaraka and all the thousands and thousands of Krishnas who are dancing with the gopis in Vrindavan. They are all Prabhava Prakasha forms. They are all having the same mood, same form, and they were acting simultaneously. Okay, not that Krishna will manifest one form, one Prabhava Prakasha form now, and tomorrow another Prabhava Prakasha form. Not like that. At the same time, he is manifesting same forms simultaneously, unlimited forms. Okay, so then second type of Swayam Prakasha manifestations is Vaibhava Prakasha. In Vaibhava Prakasha category, the forms of Krishna are differently manifested, and even their emotions are different. So in Prabhava Prakasha, the forms are displayed with equal bodily features and emotions. But in Vaibhava Prakasha, the bodily features are different and the emotions are also different. Potency is same. So the best example is Sri Balaram and Vasudeva, the son of Devaki, as a Kshatriya in Dwaraka or Mathura. So Balaram is also like that. Balaram is white in color, while Krishna is dark, bluish in color. So Vaibhava Prakasha has potency same, but form is different, emotions are different. While Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, Balaramji is like a servant of Krishna, right? So this Vaibhava Prakasha are also called Tadekatma Rupa. Tad Ekatma Rupa. Okay. So Balaramji is also non-different from Krishna. The difference is only in emotion and bodily features, but in terms of potency, they are non-different. Okay, as personalities. So in this now Tadekatma Rupa are this Vaibhava Prakasha forms. From the Vaibhava Prakasha forms, another category of forms that manifested, they are called Vilasa forms. So Vilasa forms are pastime expansions of the Lord. And these Vilasa forms have lesser qualities than Swayam Prakasha forms. So in different forms of the Lord manifests different moods and different powers to different degrees. Okay. So in Vilasa forms are less powerful than Swayam Prakasha forms. So, and these Vilasa forms are again two categories. One is Prabhava Vilasa, second is Vaibhava Vilasa. So this Prabhava Vilasa forms have more potency. So they are the Chaturviha forms. Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. And this Sankarsana is called Mula Sankarsana. Okay. And this set of four incarnations are called Adi Chaturviha. It's first Chaturviha. And from them, there is Vaibhava Vilasa forms. From them, Narayana manifests. Not much mention is there even in CC about this Narayana. Okay, from the first Chaturviha, Narayana manifested, then Vaibhava Vilasa forms manifest. So Vaibhava Vilasa forms have lesser potency. They are partially potent manifestations. And compared to Prabhava Vilasa, Vaibhava Vilasa have lesser potency. And Vaibhava Vilasa forms have another Chaturviha. This is Dvitiya Chaturviha. Again, there is Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. The Sankarsana in the first Chaturviha is called Mola Sankarsana. The Sankarsana in the second Chaturviha is called Mahasankarsana. Okay. So this second set is called Dvitiya Chaturviha. And from each of these personalities in the second Chaturviha, five more personalities manifest. So from Vasudeva, Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, Adhokshaja, Purushottama, five personalities manifest. And from Mahasankarsana, Govinda, Vishnu, Madhusudana, Upendra, Achyuta, they manifest. And from Pradyumna, Trivikrama, Vamana, Sridhara, Narasimha, Janardana manifest. And from Aniruddha, Rishikesha, Padmanabha, Damodara, then Hari and Krishna. This Krishna is different from the original Swayam Rupa Krishna. So these are various forms. So originally there are four forms in Vaibhava philosopher category, and from each of these four forms, five forms manifest. 5 into 4, 20, plus original 4, 4. Original 4, total 24. So total 24 Vaibhava Vilasa forms are mentioned here. Okay. So Keshaya Namaha, Narayana Namaha, Madhava Namaha, Govinda Namaha, Vishnu Namaha, Madhusudana Namaha, Trivikramaya Namaha, Vamana Namaha, Sridharaya Namaha, Rishikeshaya Namaha, Padmanabhaya Namaha, Damodaraya Namaha. So we chant these names, 12 names, 4 into 3, 12 names, while putting Tilak at 12 parts of the body. Right. So these are the names Keshavaya Namaha, Narayana Namaha. So these are about Vilasa forms. So we discussed about Swayam Rupa, then Swayam Prakasha forms, and which are there of two categories, Prabhava Prakasha and Vaibhava Prakasha. Then Vilasa forms, there again two categories, Prabhava Vilasa and Vaibhava Vilasa. Prabhava and Vaibhava are together, they appear twice, means in Vilasa also there is Prabhava and Vaibhava, in Prakasha also there is Prabhava and Vaibhava. And Prakasha are more potent than Vilasa forms. Okay, Vilasa is Vilas, to enjoy pastimes. So, from the second Chaturvyuha, from the Sankarshana of second Chaturvyuha, Swamsha forms manifest. And one more thing, we need to also note that the Swayam Prakasha, Swayam Rupa form, and even Prabhava Prakasha, Vaibhava Prakasha, so they manifest mainly in Goloka Vrindavan. All different forms of Krishna and Balram, they are in Goloka Vrindavan. And his Vilasa forms manifest in Mathura. And his Chaturvyuha forms, they manifest in Dwaraka. And Prabhava Vilasa forms. Chaturvyuha, there is Prabhava Vilasa, they manifest in Dwaraka. Or you can say this Prabhava Vilasa, these forms are there in Mathura and Dwaraka. You can combine them. And all these other 24 forms of Vishnu that we just said, Vaibhava Vilasa forms, they manifest in Vaikuntha. And there is this Brahma Jyoti separating this spiritual realm from this material realm. So when that Mahasankarshana, from the Mahasankarshana, so many avatars descend. They are called Swamsha avatars. Their personal expansion, Swamsha. They're parts of the Lord. So all these avatars may not manifest complete potency of the Lord. Okay. They manifest much lesser potency compared to Vilasa forms. Okay. So then Swamsha forms are multiple categories. So there are six types of Swamsha avatars, basically. First category of avatars is called Purusha avatara. And you know Purusha avataras are three types, or three in number, not types, three personalities. One is Mahavishnu. He is also called Karanodaka Sai Vishnu because he lies down on the causal ocean or Karana ocean, Karana Samudra. And when he breathes out, millions of universes manifest from his bodily pores. So he is the source of all Brahmandas, Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. Even in Adilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the fifth chapter, Kaviraj Goswami explains the Nityananda Tattva. The Nityananda Tattva, he presents these three Purushavataras as manifestations from Lord Nityananda Balaram. So there also he describes Mahavishnu as the source of all Brahmandas. So when the Brahmandas emanated from the Lord's body, the Lord expands himself, means Mahavishnu expands himself into each and every universe as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Why is he called Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu? He entered the universe, he found the entire universe empty. And with his own bodily perspiration, he filled half of the universe and that formed the Garbhodaka ocean. And the Lord lied down on this Garbhodaka ocean. And from his navel, lotus sprouted. And Lord Brahma took birth on the top of that lotus. Right? That is Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. And from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu comes the Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu. Kshiralika Sai Vishnu lies on the milk ocean. So Udaka is liquid, generally used for water. Shai means sleeping. Okay. So total three Purushavataras. All three Purushavataras are Paramatmas. Paramatma or Super Soul. Karanaduka Sai Vishnu is the Super Soul of entire material realm. Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is the Super Soul of one individual universe. And Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu is the Super Soul of the individual souls. Or even small atoms also. Not only living beings, even non-living beings also can function, or they manifest certain properties only when Super Soul is there. For example, there is sugar particle. It's very sweet. There is no soul inside the sugar particle, but there is Super Soul inside. That's why that Super Soul is, that's why that sugar particle is giving us some taste to the tongue. Without Super Soul's presence, even non-living beings also cannot manifest certain properties. Krishna says, Rasoham Apsukaunteya Prabhasmi Seshishuryayur. Rasoham Apsukaunteya, you take water. Water is a simple material element. Earth, water, fire, air, ether are material elements. So water has some taste. Why? Because Krishna is there in it. As Super Soul. He's all providing. So Kshiradaka Sai Vishnu is the Super Soul of all living beings and even atoms. So this is one set of incarnations called Purushavataras. And they deal with Maya, material energy, material creation. And there is another set of incarnations. They are called Gunavataras. Total six categories of avatars are there. We discussed only one, Purushavataras. Then there are Gunavataras. So Gunavataras are three in number. Because there are three Guna, Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna, Tamo Guna. So there is one in charge for each Guna. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. So Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu, who acts as one of the Purushavataras, also acts as one of the Gunavataras. He is the in charge of Sattva Guna, or mode of goodness. Then Brahma, who is born from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. There is a connection between Purushavataras and Gunavataras. So Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu, he is a Purushavatara, he is also Gunavatara. And Brahma, who is Rajo Gunavatara, he is the son of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, who is Purushavatara. Okay. And Shiva is the incarnation or in charge of the mode of ignorance, which is Tamo Guna. Okay. So these are Gunavataras. So there are so many avatars of the Lord, so many categories of the avatars of the Lord. But these two categories, Gunavataras and Purushavataras, they deal with the material energy. While the other avatars like Lila avatars, they deal with the spiritual energy. Right? They are manifested by the internal potency of the Lord. But this Purusha and Gunavataras deal with the external potency of the Lord or material energy of the Lord. Okay. So now third category. Third category of avatars are called Leela avatars. So Leela avatars are so many, innumerable, so many Leela avatars are there, like Kumaras, Narada Muni, Varaha, Matsya, Naranaya Rishis, Prithu Maharas. Of course, some of these names are also considered, are also seen in other categories. Okay. So just like Kshirodaka Sai Vishnu is Gunavatara also, Purushavatara also. Similarly, some of these Leela avataras can also act like Yuga avataras. Okay. So like one avatara, you can see in multiple categories. Parashuram, Ram, Vyasa, Balaram, Krishna, they're all Leela avataras. Of course, Krishna is the source of all avataras. So that's about Leela avataras. Leela avataras means they descend to perform particular pastimes. And every Leela avatara is not having the same potency. Different Leela avataras manifest different potencies according to the need of that Leela. Matsya avatar may not have Balya Leela with Mother Yashoda running behind Matsya with a stick. So Matsya avatar comes for a specific purpose to protect the Vedas. Kurma Avatara comes for a specific purpose to lift Mandara mountain in the Samudra Manthan episode. Not so much of elaboration. Narasimha Avatara, like he hardly is there for a couple of hours in terms of actual performance of pastime. He comes from pillar, he kills Hiranyakashipu, he accepts prayers and he goes back. But he is eternally present in the spiritual world, in his spiritual planet. So Leela Avataras may manifest and perform a particular Leela or few Leelas. Right? They may stay for half day or one day or one century or few centuries or maybe one yuga, whatever it may be. But all Leela Avataras do not manifest the same potency. They have different Leelas. That's about Leela Avataras. We discussed three categories: Purushavatara, Gunavatara, Leela Avatara. Then fourth category is Manvantara Avataras. What is Manvantara? Manvantara is the reign of a Manu. Who is Manu? Manu is the progenitor of mankind. Okay. So within one day of Brahma, there are 1,000 Divya Yugas. And one Divya Yuga is a combination of four Yugas. Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kaliyugas. Four put together is one Divya Yuga. So 1,000 Divya Yugas put together is one Kalpa or one day of Brahma. Okay. Kalpa is day. So within one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. Means 14 Manus will rule this Bhumandala during one day of Brahma. Their posts keep changing. Brahma is there for 100 years. He is very long lived. His post doesn't change. But other demigods keep changing. So in one Manvantara, there are six categories of personalities who orchestrate the affairs of the universe. 12th canto says, Manvantaro Manur Deva Manuputra Sureshwaraha Rishayo Amshavatarasya Hareha Shadvidha Mucchati. So Manvantaro Manur Deva. In a Manvantara, there are six types of personalities. One is Manu. Second, Deva. Deva means demigods. Manvantara, Manur, Deva, Manuputra, sons of Manu. They also have some role in cosmic administration. We can discuss it some other time. In the 8th canto, 14th chapter, all these are mentioned. 13th chapter. So, Manvantara, Manur, Deva, Manuputra, Sureshwara, the king of all devatas, that is Indra. Rushayo, there are seven sages. Amshavatarasya, and there is also one Manvantara Avatara. So, like that, there are six kinds of personalities who orchestrate various affairs of Manvantara. And these six types of personalities are office bearers. They are appointed by the Lord and they are just posts. And in second Manvantara, they keep changing. Third Manvantara, their posts change. That's why sometimes when you are reading Saptarishis names, at one point you read one set of names, seven names. Another time you read another seven names. What Saptarishis? What considered Saptarishis? I was initially confused. Then when I read the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, I understood, oh, these are seven rishis. They are not just one set of seven rishis. They keep changing every one mantra. Okay. So the demigods keep changing. The devatas keep changing. Devatas means the administrators of the universal affairs. They keep changing. So like that, all these six categories of personalities keep changing. So one of these personalities is Manvantara Avatar. So like that, the Lord appears in every Manvantara in some form. In the Swayambhu Manvantara, the Lord appears as Kapila, the son of Devahuti, and also Yajna, the son of Ahuti and Ruchi. So two Manvantara incarnations. So like that, in different Manvantaras, the Lord appears in different incarnations. They are Manvantara Avataras. Then fifth category is Yuga Avataras. Yuga Avataras means every Yuga, the Lord appears, right? In different forms. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. Shuklo, Raktastatha Pita, Idani, Krishna Tamgataha. Gargamuni in his name giving ceremony, when he is naming Krishna, he says, this boy has appeared in all Yugas. He appeared in white form in Satya Yuga, red form in Treta Yuga. and Dwapar Yuga in a dark blue complexion. In Kali Yuga, he will come as in a yellow form, Pita, means yellow, golden form, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, these are five categories of incarnations. And the sixth category is Shaktya Vesha Avataras. So, Shaktya Vesha Avataras are also very special. They need not be lords, or they may be lord also. But again, Shaktya Vesha Avataras is of two categories. We'll discuss, we'll come to that. But Shaktya Vesha Avatara is when a personality is empowered with a specific Shakti, he is Shaktya Vesha Avatara. Or the Supreme Lord, when he manifests a specific Shakti, he is Shaktya Vesha Avatara. For example, Seshanaga. So Seshanaga has this Svasevana Shakti, means Seshanaga becomes the snake bed of Lord Vishnu, means he is serving the Lord. So that Shakti, he is an incarnation of Lord in that sense, but he manifests the power to serve the Lord. Okay. Ananta Deva. So sometimes we may say Ananta Sesha, Ananta Sesha. Yeah, but there are two personalities also. Ananta Sesha, Bhudharana Shakti. So Ananta Sesha is holding the universe on his head, all the entire Bhumandala on his head. Okay. So this Ananta appeared as the son of Kadru. Vinata was the mother of Garuda, and Kadru was the mother of all the snakes. So Ananta was born as the son of Kadru. Then Lord Krishna came to Ananta Dev and said, "Ananta, I have a service for you." He said, "What?" "You need to hold Bhumandala on your head." Then he said, "Oh, really? So how much time I should hold?" Then the Lord said, "You sit there and chant my glories, enumerate my pastimes, count my qualities. When you complete, then you can put down the Bhumandala and relax." Okay. And he did not give a specific time. He just said, "You complete this glorification of mine, then you can stop." But when will the glorification be complete? It will never be complete. So it means he has to hold it forever. Forever means the entire duration of the universe. Okay. So, but Ananta Dev asked very cleverly, "Okay, I will hold the Bhumandala on my head. Who will hold me then? I'll have to float in Garbhodaka Ocean and then do it or what?" Oh, then the Lord said, "Yes. Then the Lord said, "I will become Kurma Avatar." So he expanded himself as a tortoise, big tortoise, and he was holding Ananta. Tortoise is here, Ananta is here, and Bhumandala is here. Okay, like that. Then Kumaras also are other Shaktya Vesha incarnations. They are empowered with Jnana Shakti, Narada Muni, Bhakti Shakti. Then Buddha, Kalki, Brahma. Brahma is empowered with Srishti Shakti. Srishti Shakti is the power to create. And Parashuram has this Dushta Samhara, Dushta Damana Shakti. Means he destroys all miscreants. So these are various Shaktya Vesha Avataras of the Lord. No, Parashuram you saw in Leela Avataras also, and we saw in Shaktya Vesha Avatara also. That's why the Lord, some avatars are categorized into multiple sections. So of two types. Some of the Leela Avataras are also considered Shaktya Vesha Avataras. For example, Kumaras are both Leela Avataras and Shaktya Vesha Avataras. Narada Muni also, Prithu also, Parashuram also. And like Shaktya Vesha Avataras again have multiple categories. They are called Avesha Rupa. One is Bhagavad Avesha, means they are forms of Bhagavad Avesha, means they are divinely absorbed. Kapila, Rishabhadev, they are called Bhagavad Avesha, means the Lord only comes in certain Avesh, right? In certain absorption, in certain mood, as a teacher or whatever. Then Shaktya Avataras, the real category. So they are Jivas, but they are empowered by certain shakti or potency of the Lord, their jivas. But there is another category, their vibhutis. So they are indirectly empowered. So Krishna spread all over the universe through his vibhutis, through his specific powers. So they also come under the category of shakti avesha. Personalities are not mentioned, but the vibhutis are also considered shaktis. Shaktyavesha. Shaktyavesha avatara, technically the word Shaktyavesha avatara is used to indicate these avataras, like Kumaras, Naradamuni and all that, all of them. Okay. The jivas empowered by the Lord. So we discussed the science of avatars. Then also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains according to Siddhanta Samhita. So we discussed these 24 Vishnumurtis, right, in the spiritual world, Vaibhava Vilasa, Prabhava Vilasa, Vaibhava Vilasa. In Vaibhava Vilasa we discussed there is Dvitiya Chaturvyuha and there are many other personalities who are coming from them, total 24 forms. So they have four hands. Each of them have four hands. So, for example, Vasudeva, in the lower right hand, he holds a club. In the upper right hand, he holds a conch. And in the upper left hand, he holds a disc. In the lower left hand, he holds a lotus. So, like that, according to the arrangement of this Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, these forms are given different names. Or different personalities hold these four things in different arrangements. That also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions. So like that, the Lord has unlimited forms and so many potencies like Ichha Shakti, Gana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, etc. So now, just why so many avatars? Why so many forms? So I think in the spiritual world, the Lord has so many forms and so many Vaikuntha planets just because he wants to perform pastimes. But incarnations, why there are so many incarnations? Why the Lord comes to this material world in the form of so many incarnations? The reason is simple. He's missing us. He wants us to be with him. So the purpose of the Lord's incarnation is ultimately to reclaim the fallen conditioned souls. Reclaim the conditioned souls. So conditioned souls are rotting in the material existence. Basically, the material world is meant to house the conditioned souls who have rebelled against the Lord, who maintain a rebellious attitude against the Lord, who wants to imitate God. Okay. So such is the situation of conditioned souls. And the Lord wants to reclaim all of them by descending here. He performs so many pastimes and he attracts their hearts. And he completely captivates their minds and hearts. And especially when the Lord appears as a human being, like Rama or Krishna on this planet. So he performs his wonderful pastimes and creates subject matter for our discussion. If the Lord doesn't descend and then he doesn't perform so many pastimes, so what will we discuss? Prasalpa. We will discuss some materialistic topics and how to live comfortably. All our discussions are centered on either sense enjoyment, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, gossip, criticism. So that's what regular materialistic people keep doing. But devotees, what do they do? They do machitta madgata prana bodhayantaha parasparam kathayantasya vam mityam tushyanti charamanti cha. Samachitta madgata prana. Devotees constantly discuss about Krishna. Madgata prana means they dedicate their entire prana, life, to the Lord. Bodhayantaha parasparam. They also enlighten each other on Krishna's pastimes. And they discuss Krishna's pastimes with great relation, great happiness, great satisfaction, great bliss. So this is the purpose of the Lord's incarnation, to reclaim all of us. One more details. Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Paritranaya sadhunam, to protect devotees. Vinashaya cha dushkritam, to destroy the miscreants who trouble devotees. Dharma samsthapanarthaya, and to also establish dharma. The Lord appears in various forms at various times, right? So the Lord is doing so much. This material world, Prabhupada says in the 13th and 12th chapter, this material world is meant to house these criminals or those who have mentality against the Supreme Lord, against loving and serving the Supreme Lord. They want to imitate the Lord, right? So that's why the Lord has created such a complicated network. Recently, one youngster asked, why 84 lakhs pushes? Why 14 planetary systems? Why can't this be simple? Why can't we have one planet? Why can't we have just few species? 84 lakhs. So the answer is, at least according to my understanding, the conditioned souls have multiple desires, unlimited desires, have varieties of desires. So they always want to enjoy the rotten matter in various ways. Same matter. Earth is getting transformed into so many varieties. Okay. People want to enjoy in various ways. Eating, they want to taste several palatable dishes. Sleeping, they want to have different arrangements for sleeping. So like that, mating, depending on basic necessities of different life forms are being enjoyed by different species in different ways because of different desires. So I asked that person, why there are so many apps in your mobile? First time, 3-4 years back when I got a smartphone, I found out so many apps are there. What will we do with all these apps? Okay. There's enough material within that little smartphone of say 4-inch, 5-inch height that can engage a person whole day. If the person has nothing else to do, productive. Right? That can kill the productivity and that can distract a person. So if a smartphone can offer so much variety, how much variety that the Lord has to offer the conditioned souls who have limited desires. So it's because of the desires of the conditioned souls that the Lord is obliged to manifest different 84 lakh species and 14 planetary systems to house them according to their degree of consciousness, their level of consciousness. Bhumandala and Swargaloka, little elevated. Tapoloka, Janaloka, Maharloka, Satyaloka, there are much more elevated beings are there. And Patala Loka and then lower planets like Sutala, whatever. There are some kind of people live. And even on each planet, there are different species. So people enter this species and enter these planetary systems or planets according to their past karma and their particular inclinations, their swabhava. Right? Kala karma gunadhino dehoyam panchabhautikah. So katham anyastu gopayet sarpagrastho yatha. So all the living beings are caught up by this kala karma guna adhina. They're controlled. Right? So it is very difficult even for Krishna also to convince a conditioned soul that he is a servant of Krishna, not the master of Maya. Krishna is the master of Maya. Mama Maya Dhritya, Krishna says, I am the master and you are the servant. But the servants think, I am the master. You are not the master. I don't want any other master. I am the master. I am the independent boss. Right? So then, okay, fine. As long as this conditioned mentality is there, the Lord has to manifest all these details in creation, and continue to accommodate the desires of the conditioned soul while repeatedly giving them opportunities to rectify their rebellious mentality and come back to his lotus feet. So we need to appreciate the patience of the Lord. The Lord is so patient. He may disapprove the misdeeds of materialistic people, but he doesn't disown them. As super soul, he stays right within their hearts. So although there are people who say that I am God, or God has no name, God has no form, God is light, God is love, God is dead, or I am God, or God doesn't exist. So many things people say. But God continues to exist. Just because these people say God doesn't exist, that doesn't mean God doesn't exist. God continues to exist right within the hearts of those people who say God doesn't exist. But they can't realize the presence. A devotee is one who realizes the presence of the Lord. Right? So this is the Lord's compassion. So he may disapprove our misdeeds, but he doesn't disown us. He wants us. He wants our relationship. He wants to reclaim us. He wants to come and inspire us to take up to devotional service. So Prabhupada gives a simple example in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, Rudra Gita purports. A mother may cook a nice feast and feed the children, but the children are very adamant. They don't want to eat the food given by the mother. They want to cook on their own. So because they are so adamant, mother may give some toys to the kids. Okay, play with these toys. So the child plays for some time, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, and he gets tired. And sometimes while playing, the children also fight with each other. So they are playing. Mother is giving some toys to play or some imitation kitchen set so that they can imitate cook, imitate mother's cook role. They want to cook on their own, but they cannot cook on their own. So mother gives some toy kitchen set so that children can play on their own. So while imitating mother, they get enjoyment, so much of enjoyment. Okay. But how long? Half an hour, 1 hour? After some time they realize, oh, we cannot imitate mother. We are feeling hungry. They'll come back to the mother. They say, please give me food. But the mother says that you have cooked so much food, why don't you eat it? No, that's all illusion. We didn't cook anything. Although they imagine that they have cooked so many items, they have not cooked anything. Although they quarreled with other children that whose cooking is better, still there's no cooking. Nothing is happening there, but still they have pride that they are the greatest cooks. But ultimately, whatever they did does not satisfy their hunger. Only mother has to feed them. Similarly, just like mother has given some toy kitchen set to the children to play, similarly, the Lord gives the material world for the conditioned soul so that the conditioned soul can imitate Krishna. Krishna, you are the enjoyer, controller, proprietor, master, creator, maintainer, destroyer. I want to be like that. Then the Lord says, okay, you can't do it in the real kitchen. Try it in this imitation kitchen. So you can't do that in the spiritual world. Do it in the material world. So in the material world, the conditioned soul gets an opportunity to imitate Krishna. Just like kids got an opportunity to play with toys and imitate the mother and cook. So just like the kids got frustrated while cooking, that did not satisfy their hunger. Similarly, while trying to imitate Krishna and enjoy independent of Krishna, the conditioned souls also get frustrated. They suffer. Then they'll have to come back to mother. Kids have to come back to mother. Similarly, the conditioned soul also has to come back to the Supreme Lord by Bhakti Yoga. Just like mother gives good instructions to children, the father, the Supreme Father Krishna, gives Bhagavatam, okay, and all other books to the humanity. Just like sometimes mother may send some maid servant, call the kids. Similarly, the Supreme Lord will send some acharyas, go and call these people. Sometimes mother personally comes and calls the kids when they are playing, absorbed in play. Similarly, the Lord personally comes as an incarnation to call all of us back to spiritual world. So, in these five ways, the Lord reclaims the living beings. Creation, frustration in the creation, acharyas, scriptures, and incarnations. So that's the purpose behind incarnations. The Lord wants to reclaim the conditions. Also. Of course, He also wants to fulfill His own personal purposes. Personal, just like Mahaprabhu appeared, not only to give prema bhakti to all of us, but to also experience the mood of Radharani. So the Lord has His own internal purposes. But in our conditioned state, we may not be able to relate with them. External purposes are more appealing to us, appealing or relevant for us. Oh, these are external reasons. Ahobahi. No, no, no. Mahaprabhu's external reason of spreading prema bhakti and spreading holy name is more relevant for us than what he does in the mood of Radharani. To come to that stage, we need a lot of purity. Right? So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes several incarnations of the Lord in this chapter. So with this, I will conclude. It's very late in the night in India. So thank you very much. Grantharashrimad Bhagavatam Pijaya Srila Prabhupada Pijaya. Questions?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for this very deep and enlightening class, Prabhuji. So we have some raised hands, Prabhuji. Would you have some time to answer questions?
Okay, Mother.
Sure, Prabhu. So we have Vijwala Rasanand Prabhuji. Please go ahead with your question. You can unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, Prabhu. So I have a couple of questions. They're short questions, but a couple of questions. So Prabhu, in this about the topic of the whole, all the avatars and everything. So in the Madhya chapter 20, Srila Prabhupada in the text 174, he says that the first Vaibhava Prakash is Sri Balaram, which is equal to Krishna. However, in 185 and 186, he says that the Vaibhava Vilas is also, 188, he says that Vaibhava Vilas is also Sri Balaram. So what is the difference between the Balaram in Vaibhava Vilas versus Balaram in Vaibhava Prakash?
I don't exactly remember, but the point is sometimes the names match. So the source and the product or whatever, the expansion from that source could have the same name, because the name Krishna appears as Swayam Rupa also, and Krishna is one of the 24 forms also.
Right.
You are asking about Balaram, right? Balaram,
yeah,
is Vaibhava.
So it's a Shri Balaram. Shri Balaramji in Vaibhava Prakash and Balaram in Vaibhava Vilas.
Balaram in Vaibhava Vilas.
188 verse.
While writing Chaitanya Subodhini, I went through in great detail. There is some little issue, maybe printing or something like that. So we need to check once. I saw one Odia copy also. So some other manuscript. So then it matches. I don't exactly remember right now. So one possibility could be like the same name can appear in a higher hierarchy and later also. Second possibility is there could be some little printing issue. There's a slight change in the version. So something is not fitting at certain places. They open my CC book and I think. So or they can message me through, I can just answer.
Sure, Prabhu, definitely. And second question I had was so the Narayan who is in Vaikuntha, that is coming from the Chaturvyuha expansion or directly Krishna?
Chaturviha, it's mentioned Chaturviha. It's not very elaborately mentioned. Adi Chaturviha, Narayana, then Dvitiya Chaturviha. That's the sequence in the series of verses.
Okay. And then the Krishna in the 24 from Aniruddha, that Krishna comes, is that, does not, does Krishna expand as Sadashiva? The one that's coming from Aniruddha?
Does Krishna expand himself as Sadashiva?
So, yeah. So, like Aniruddha, you have Rishikesha, Padmanabha, Damodara, Hari and Krishna. So, that Krishna, I read it that Krishna expands as Sadashiva. Is that true or is that not true?
We have a reference from Brahma Samhita, Kshiram Yatha Tadivikara Vishleshayamudha. They are not different. In the sense that milk and the curd are not different.
Mm-hmm.
That sense, you can definitely say it's an expansion. In fact, everybody's an expansion. Mama Imam Jodhiva Loke Jeeva Bhuta Sanat. Everybody's an Amsha of Krishna. In that sense. Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense.
No problem. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. So now we have Sukhasagari Mataji. Please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. That was pronounced. I too have small questions, Prabhuji. Just a few clarifications from your class. You had mentioned that Vilasa means the name literally translates to like pastimes of the Lord and activities. So I was wondering, does Prabhava also have like that, a similar meaning? Why it is called Prabhava and Vaibhava? The literal meanings per se.
Prabhava, see, Prabhava is influence or potency. So Prabhava Vilasa, Vaibhava Vilasa, Prabhava Prakasha, Vaibhava Prakasha. So this Prabhava Vaibhava terms comes both in Prakasha category and Vilasa category.
Mm-hmm.
So Vilasa is where pastimes, where the Prabhava is fully present in Prabhava Vilasa and partially present in Vaibhava Vilasa. Prabhava Vilasa. Prabhava Vilasa and Vaibhava Vilasa. Now coming to Prakasha, Prakasha is manifestation. So it's a replica. So Vilasa is specifically for pastimes, and it's like you see, say, Nityananda and Chaitanya. So one day Guru Nisha Bhakta Nisham Vishavataraka, the Prakashamsa Shakti Krishna Santa Chaitanya Samyukam. So Prakasha is a manifestation, a replica of that, but with a little different package, different mood, different form. But potentially they are same. When you say Vilasa, they are like coming, partially they are coming down. Like only partial potency is manifested. So literally Prakasha is manifestation. Literally Vilasa is pastime. So,
Prakasha
also do some pastimes.
Thank you, Prabhu. Also, you had referred that the other name is Tadekatma, right, for the Vaibhava. And sorry, I missed the translation you mentioned there for Tadekatma.
Tadekatma Rupa means the forms and emotions are differently manifested. Actually, Ekatma, Eka means one. Ekatma means as good as that. Tadekatma, Tad is Krishna. Tadekatma Rupa means these forms are similar to the Lord, okay, are as good as the Lord. But the forms and emotions are a little differently manifested. The personality is same, but the mood is different. The form is different. Tadekatma Rupa, we have Vilasa forms. Prabhu Vilasa, Vibhu Vilasa. And swams are also coming under Tadekatma.
So when you say the personality is the same, are you referring to the same person or the same Atma? I mean, I know how to say that.
No, actually, all are God, all are Krishna only.
Mm-hmm.
But Krishna presents himself in various forms for various purposes and manifests various moods and manifests his potency to various degrees. All are Krishna only, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
Moods, forms, potency, three things. And it's potency. Some are partially potent, some are fully potent. Second is mood. In some, the moods are a little different, little opulent and sweetness, the moods are different, servant and master mood. And form, okay, some two-handed form, some four-handed form, some blackish, some whitish. So form, mood, potency. These are the three variables for personalities.
That's wonderful, Prabhu. Just one more question, Prabhu. You said that the Swamsha categories, they come from Mahasankarsana, and if I remember right, you mentioned Mahasankarsana is part of the second Chaturvyuha, right? So that branches off from Mahasankarsana there.
Yes, all the Swamsha incarnations came from Mahasankarsana, who is Sankarsana, which is second Chaturvyuha. First Chaturvyuha is Mola Sankarsana.
Mm-hmm. And you said that six categories of personalities change with every yuga or manvantara. With every yuga, if I remember right. So you had mentioned the manus, then the saptarishis. I mean, I was wondering what are the other categories for?
Manvantara, Manur, Deva, Manuputra, Sureshwara, Rishayo, Vanshavataras. So the six categories of personalities in each Manvantara that keep changing are Manu himself, mm-hmm. Deva, the Devatas, mm-hmm. Devas maybe Chandra, Varuna, Vayu and all those. Manuputra, the sons of Manu, and mm-hmm. Sureshwara. Sureshwara is the king of all Devatas, Indra.
Mm-hmm.
Rishaya, the seven Rishis, Sapta Rishis, and Amshavatara, Manvantaravatara. These are the six categories of personalities who are appointed by the Lord. And these are posts, they keep changing every month.
Sure. Thanks so much, Prabhuji. I really so much indebted for this wonderful class. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Prabhu, sorry, I had this one more question. When we say Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, Krishna himself, so is it one of these, Vaibhav Prakasha forms, or, I mean, are there any details given on this Prabhuji and also Nityananda Prabhu?
Actually, Mahaprabhu doesn't come under any of these forms. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the mode of Prabhu. So now all these forms, we can also consider that they are coming from Mahaprabhu. So he doesn't fit into Vaibhav Vilas or Prabhu Vilas and all that. He's source of all of them. Because he's not different from Krishna in the mood of Raja.
Mm-hmm. And also you said that Balarama, he has the same potency. So are we to understand that he has all the 64 qualities like Krishna, or
could be 64 qualities.
Hare Krishna. Is Prabhu?
Prabhuji's connection.
Yeah,
is
frozen, Mata. Okay, just want to make sure it wasn't me.
Yes, yes.
Prabhuji will connect.
Hare Krishna, I lost you for a minute because of some Wi-Fi issue. Yes,
Sorry, Prabhuji, I was just asking. So, I could hear what you were saying for this one, like Balarama, you said he has all the same potential.
Balaram, it's mentioned that Balaram's potentially he's same as the Lord. But his mood is different. He is like a servant. of the Lord. So he serves the Lord in all five rasas, Balramji. He serves like an elder brother as in Vatsalya Rasa, like another co-cowherd boy, as a friend in Sakya Rasa, as a servant in Dasya Rasa, and also expands himself the ambience of Vrindavan and Shanta Rasa. And he also expands himself as Ananda Manjari and serves the Lord in Madhurya Rasa. So, potency may be same, but the activity is different. And the emotion is different. So, he serves, his main job is to serve Krishna as an elder brother.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. We have next raised hand from Praneshwari Mataji. Please go ahead.
Question in the chat box.
Sure, Prabhu.
Krishna is always young boy in the spiritual world. Does that mean that we don't find pastimes of little Krishna? Yes, yes. Little Krishna is not there. There is no Janmashtami in the spiritual world. There is no Janmashtami, there is no baby crawling this and that. That's why the pastimes that Krishna performs in the material world, in Bhoma Vrindavan, are very special, very unique. These are not there in the spiritual world also. The reasons why the Lord comes here, in the material world, it's not only to reclaim the conditioned souls, but also he himself enjoys with his eternal associates certain pastimes that he cannot enjoy in the spiritual world. It's a must be childhood pastimes, stealing, crawling.
Yes. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Operation Prabhupada, my humble obeisances. I have a question about when you were talking about that the Swayam Rupa, you're differentiating between where the different avataras take place. Like for some things are in the spiritual world, you said, some in Mathura and Dwarka, the Vilasa forms were mainly there. So when we, in this Swayam Prakasa, we have that Prabhava forms, and you're talking about the queens of Dwarka and the gopis and that, right? So how we see that here in the material world, right, when Krishna was there. So is that when the whole spiritual world comes down, and that's why we say the world, the spiritual world is itself manifested here? Because those pastimes that usually take place in the spiritual world are manifest here? I don't know if that makes sense, if my question makes sense.
The pastimes that happen in the spiritual world manifest here, that is true. But there could be some differences in the details. For example, say Krishna is having some pastimes with Radharani in the material. And these pastimes involve Radharani's sister-in-law and mother-in-law, Jatila and Kutila. But they are not there in the spiritual. Here there is Abhimanyu. Not there in the spiritual. There are paramour. Krishna acts like a paramour for the manifestation of Parakiya Rasa. Means the gopis had their husbands in the material world. They are not there in the spiritual. So, but they are there in the spiritual world. In the transcendental assumption or the imagination of the gopis, just so that they can have parakiya bhava. So they now to experience that parakiya, they just want to escape from their mother-in-law, their sister-in-law, their husband or whatever, and sneak and go secretly meet Krishna. Experience Parakiya Bhava, because Parakiya has more ecstasy than Svakiya. In that sense, in the transcendental assumption of the gopis, these personalities exist in the spiritual world. But that assumption manifests as a personality in the material world. So there's a difference. Pastimes in Bhoma Vrindavan are They have a very unique flavor. The demons come. Very unique flavor. Spiritually, it's only a lot more happening, which we are not even aware of.
So, I guess this and different question I have is that if in that same way, if the pastimes of Krishna as a child does not happen in the spiritual world, is that also like like you said, a transcendental thing that they think about there when there's no, because.
Maybe I need to have an exact reference. What I said now has a reference in Krishna Chakravarti Thakur's Ragavatma Chandrika.
Can you say that again in Raga?
Ragavatma Chandrika by Krishna Chakravarti Thakur.
Ragavatma Chandrika.
This one, which there is a Janmashtami festival in their transcendental imagination. I don't know.
Yeah, because I would think, why would you, I mean, if you're attracted to the Krishna as a child, maybe you wouldn't want to go there. I'm not, anyway, speculation, but okay, thank you, Prabhu, very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Now we will move to Kirtida Mataji. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for this wonderful session. But before I ask my question, I want to ask you whether it's okay. I know it's very late for you in India. So if you want, you can end the class here. There are no burning questions as such. Whatever you say, Prabhu.
You can ask. Maybe yours could be the last. Other devotees, maybe they can send a text message or email. I can answer. You can ask me one last question.
Okay, Prabhu. So, Prabhu, my question is very simple about, like you said, the Swamsa expansion, and among Swamsa expansion, you said about the Leela Avatara. And you mentioned about Matsya, Kurma, Vamana, Narsimha, Varaha. So does this incarnation of Ramachandra also comes in that Leela Avatara? And if yes, then that means Ramachandra is the expansion of Balaram, not directly Krishna?
Yeah, Ram is definitely Leela Avatar, no doubt about that. Actually, when you say Avatar and Krishna, so there are so many layers between an Avatar. Avatar means one who descends into the material world. Krishna is the supreme personality in the spiritual world. So there is a lot of, there are so many layers between Krishna and his
Okay.
Balaram is the source of all avatars. Balaram is the first expansion. From there, everything comes. In another sense, Mahavishnu is the source of all avatars. Because all the avatars come through Mahavishnu. Or some say Kshiradaksha Vishnu is the source, or Garbhodaksha Vishnu is the source. Means through their agency, the avatars are descending into this world. But this Rama, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Vamana, Narasimha, they all have their own spiritual planets in the spiritual realm.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. But there, it's really a complex subject matter. But thank you for clarifying it so nicely. Really indebted to your classes. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Yes, Shyama Supriya Mataji, you can take over and end.
Thank you again, Gauranga
Shyama. One question is that I just take this also.
Sure, Prabhu. Mataji, Srihari Radha Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Those who are sleeping less at night, can they progress in Krishna consciousness? By reading Bhagavatam, can Bhagavatam be read also at night?
Bhagavatam can be read at any time.
Okay. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
But as we are living in this world, in certain bodies, the legal products, if we cultivate certain good habits, that will be very helpful for us. early morning, if we chant or read also, it has better impact. We can focus better. Like now, I'm giving class and late night, I'm half asleep only now. So now that will have some effect in the next day's morning. So once in a while, it's fine for some service, but on a regular basis, if one gets into late night things, one first thing is health will get spoiled. Second thing is morning program gets disturbed. And morning service done more effectively than late night or late morning sadhana also, late afternoon sadhana also. So the Brahma Muhurta period is very, very crucial and critical for sadhakas. Take advantage of the Brahma Muhurta. Avoidable reasons, this is that slot. It's fine, it's understandable. You can do hearing and chanting, reading Bhagavatam at any time. Make sure, but it's make sure that we need to be concentrated. Makes sense.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for accepting our invitation so late in the night. And we are very grateful for your class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. So with this, I would like to pay my obeisances to you and all the devotees on the call. Vancha kalpataribhyasya krupa sindhu bhyayivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavrindu ki jai, namachari Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, teachings of Lord Chaitanya ki jai, His Grace Gaurang Darshan Prabhuji ki jai.
Jai.
Jai. Jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam.